Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and we're live in the Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago. Wednesday, Wildcard Wednesday coming up. Get your requests in now. Any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200. We are going to talk about the best film scores of the decade, some bizarre Christmas laws, and believe it or not, Adam Sandler, I've seen it. I've seen the movie. Adam Sandler may get himself an Oscar for Best Actor for his work in a great film called Uncut Gems. So we're going to rank all the Adam Sandler movies and much more. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/NickDShow, and follow us on Twitter at NickDShow. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. All right, if you're a board game fan, and who isn't, a really cool place is going to open up early in 2020. And it's a Chicago Board Game Cafe. It'll be located on 1965 North Milwaukee. And I'm reading all the location and logistics and all that stuff about it. And it's it sounds so awesome because I happen to be a really big board game fan. And so we're talking with the community director at Cards Against Humanity. And Cards Against Humanity is helpfuling and behind this whole thing. So let's welcome Jen Bain to the show. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Okay, and Director of Games and Retail at the Chicago Board Game Cafe is Eric Garneau. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
how are you?
Good to see you. So welcome. This is such a great idea. Can we talk about the origin of how it began? Eric, tell us.
Absolutely. So, yeah, this is something that Max Temkin, one of the co-creators of Cards Against Humanity, has wanted to do for about a decade, I would say, definitely as long as I've known him. Just because there's something really wonderful and communal about the way that meals and board games bring people together. And I think it was just kind of the right team falling into place for Max to kind of get this going. We've been working on it, like, you know, with diligence for about the last 2.5 years, and we're finally ready to put it out there.
It sounds great. I mean, it really does. You know, I love the fact that board games are still popular because I know that, you know, like everybody's got their games on their phones and they've got their games on their computers and stuff like that. But there's kind of nothing like the, you know, the feeling of playing a board game with people. Would you agree with that, Jen?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially comedy games and party games that are very popular right now. Like there's something really special about being in the same room with your friends as they laugh at a joke as opposed to, you know, playing something over a phone or over the internet.
Yeah. Absolutely. Now, I have to admit, Jen, I have to admit to you that I've never played Cards Against Humanity, and I'm one of the 6 people on the planet who's never played it.
That's okay. We'll be sure to send you a copy after this.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, tell me about Cards Against Humanity in general. How did it start? And I know it's like insanely popular. Tell me about the history there.
Yeah. So Cards Against Humanity, it's a comedy party game played best for about 5 to 10 people, I would say. It's really grown in popularity over the last 6 to 8 years. It's kind of a rocket ship we're all just holding on to at this point.
Yeah.
And I was employee number one, hired in 2013 to really when the game just started taking off explosively, and when the amount of attention it was getting was just not something that could easily be handled by the 8 original creators. And speaking of them, they created the game when they were all in college visiting on a winter break. They're actually all from a suburb of Chicago, Highland Park, I believe.
Yeah.
So they made the game just for themselves and their friends, and then they put a free copy of it online, and it kind of got this underground following, and then they made a copy of it and put it on Kickstarter in 2010. And the Kickstarter project, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Kickstarter, it's an amazing platform where creatives can put their projects in and ask for funding to bring them to life. And it's great for independent artists and people that want to make something unusual like Cards Against Humanity, because obviously no one in their right mind would publish a game like that.
Yeah.
And the original creators asked for $4,000 to make the game, to make its first print run, and they ended up receiving about $14,000. And that money went into just making more copies of the game and showing it to more people. And here we are many years later.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I'm familiar with Kickstarter because I gave money to the Veronica Mars movie. So, So, well, that sounds great. And Jen, how did you get involved in how did Cards Against Humanity get involved in the Chicago Board Game Cafe?
Yeah, so I mean, we're all big fans of games, and a bunch of us are big fans of food, and we all love Chicago. So all of that kind of came together And we also really feel passionately about making spaces that are fun, inclusive, and that really people that maybe aren't so serious about games but want to give some games a try can learn how. I think Eric, you probably have more to say about that.
Yeah. Eric, tell us about that. About how, you know, what the idea behind this was to get people to get together and play games, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we're going for is that I think we're going to be a place where a lot of people maybe play their first board game, or like their first board game maybe since childhood, or that isn't like a super mass market thing you can buy at Target. Not that there's anything wrong with those games, but like there's a really great community of like creatives in Chicago in all sorts of disciplines, including games. And we're really hopeful that we can introduce like the general public to a bunch of stuff that we all just sit around and love to play. And we hope that love will wear off on people. I mean, that said, like, even if people just want to come have a great meal, like, the food is so, so good. People are welcome to just come enjoy our food, and maybe they'll try a game and maybe they won't. But,
yeah, like
Jen said, community is really the crucial element of all of this.
Yeah, I just think that it's such a great idea. And I'm looking at this. You also are going to have an extensive dinner menu, as you mentioned, a full bar, hundreds of board games, and you're going to have two escape rooms, and they're produced by the House Theater Chicago. Years ago, I worked with the House Theater.
No way.
Yeah. Back at the, I can't remember the name of the space on Western by the Viaduct. That's what it was called. they did a few shows out of there, and I worked with the house theater for, and they're a great theater company. And so they're producing the escape rooms.
Yeah, they're some of the best escape rooms that we have ever played. Like, Max is an escape room aficionado, and he's done hundreds. And one of the two that we're putting in the basement is just among the best in the world. And then the other one that we're putting in the basement is brand new. No one's ever played it before, so we've got a world premiere here.
Wow, that's great. That's really, really cool. I think the combination of all this stuff, and also reservations can be made online, and reserving a table requires a $30 deposit per person, and the $30 deposit is applied toward food and drinks. Correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And the main dining room seats 90, the bar seats 23, and once you guys are open, it's going to be 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to midnight.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we'll get into the details about the games and all kinds of cool stuff. Jen, Eric, please hang on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So we're talking with Jen Bain, Community Director at Cards Against Humanity, and Eric Garneau, who is the Director of Games and Retail at the Chicago Board Game Cafe, which is opening in early 2020. And it's going to be on Milwaukee Avenue. We've got more details about what the experience is going to be like, and we'll talk a little bit about more board games and cool things like that. Welcome back, everybody. We are here in Chicago on WGN 720 WGN in the Skyline Studio here until 4 a.m. Nick DiGilio here. Wildcard Wednesday will begin. Get your requests in now. It's any artist, any song, anything. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Well, welcome back. We're talking about this really cool place that's going to be opening in early 2020. On Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, it's the Chicago Board Game Cafe. We have Jen Bain, who's Community Director at Cards Against Humanity. Jen, welcome back.
Hello. And good to be here.
And Eric Garneau, who is the Director of Games and Retail at Chicago Board Game Cafe.
Hey.
Welcome back. By the way, I noticed that you're involved in the shows Mortified and the podcast.
Yes, that is correct. I'm the co-producer of the Chicago chapter of Mortified as well.
I've had people on about Mortified many times, and I think it's fantastic.
It's so fun. It's such like talking about community, such a great space for people to like share the shame is the tagline, right? Like all this stuff that people are truly mortified to have written, and just to get over that in public, because we all did horrible things when we were teenagers, right?
So yeah.
It's such a good communal experience.
It is. It's great. Now, basically, people share like poetry that they wrote or pictures or things like from their past when they were like a kid, and they perform it live. And there's also a podcast. I think the idea is so great, and I love it. I think it's great. I think that Mortified is great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Also, you organized one of the country's largest Magic the Gathering tournaments.
I didn't explicitly, but I used to be a store manager at Pastimes in Niles, which is one of the largest tournament organizers of Magic in the country. So I would travel around to different Grand Prix, as they used to be called, and vend and help run events and stuff. That's kind of how I got involved with this project.
Very cool. Very, very cool. So you're keeping busy, my friend.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about something that's going to be at some of the things at the restaurant itself, the cafe itself. It's going to be full wine, beer, cocktail list, glasses of wines and cocktails starting at $10. There's going to be a retail store where you can sell a curated selection of board games, gifts, and merchandise from some of the best Chicago designers. Jen, how do you think what goes into designing a good game? What do you think, Jen?
Oh, man, so much. Designing a game is harder than you can even imagine, especially a game that has a lot of writing in it, like Cards Against Humanity. I think people think because the game is so ridiculous and simple that it might be easy to make. And I suppose it is, but a lot of work goes into that comedy writing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think the number one thing when it comes to designing a game, board game, card game, video game, whatever it is playtesting. You want to get your game into the hands of as many people as you can. You want so many people to try it out. You want to see what they understand, what they don't understand. We kind of have a philosophy in our office, which is like, you got to play test your game with people until it's not fun anymore. Like, you will not enjoy it. You have to play test it so much that you're so sick of your own game.
Yeah. Well, now, what is that play testing you're talking about? What is that process then, Jen?
Yeah. So whether you're like refining your game, like we do at Cards Against Humanity, or you're making a new game or whatever it is, playtesting is when you take whatever version you have in the works and let other people play it. And there's a couple ways to do that. You can walk them through the game, teach them the rules, or maybe even more useful is stepping back and letting them play the rules you've written down and not interfering. And it's really hard to do that if you're a game designer, because you really want to jump in and be like, oh, actually, that's not correct. But you just got to let people play your game how they'll play it, because, you know, if you want people out in the world to play your game, you're not going to be there in their living room teaching them how. So really, this is playtesting is really crucial to see what people will think and what they'll understand and what they won't.
How many games kind of crash and burn?
Oh, man. I mean, it's like survivor bias, right? We'll never really know because because we'll never hear about the ones that don't.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, but like Eric was saying, there's such a vibrant game, independent game community in Chicago, and we're very lucky to know so many people who are making incredible games.
That's awesome. Also, you guys are going to have game teachers at the cafe. Tell me about that, Eric.
Yeah, so the idea is that every quarter or so, we'll have a selection of what we're calling games on tap, much like there'd be beers on tap. It's, you know, 5 to 7 of our games that we just can't get enough of that we really want to share with people. And all of our teaching staff will know how to teach those games. They're things that are designed to be learned in about, you know, 5 to 10 minutes tops, and that you can play through in about 45 minutes, so you can get a satisfying play or two while you're at the cafe. And it's just stuff that maybe has flown under the radar or stuff that we just really want to share with people, because that's kind of where this whole project came from, is like, we all like really nerdy stuff, and we want to build bridges to help other people like it, too.
So you guys are going to have a big collection of games from around the world, correct?
Oh, so many, yeah. Upwards of 300. I'm assembling the library now, so I don't have a full count. And it's like a curated 300. It's not like, well, you know, we'll take anything. Like, we've looked really hard to find stuff that, like, we love and will champion.
Yeah. And it's really varied, right? I mean, you guys are also going to have family-friendly, kid-friendly games as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're definitely going to have the classics, because it's important. Like, people have to see things that they know, and there's a reason that games like, you know, Monopoly or Trivial Pursuit, or even like chess and checkers, have stood the test of time. So we'll have all that. We'll have our Scrabble. Scrabble is one of my favorite games, in fact. And then we're going to go a little deeper. We'll have stuff like Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan, which is just called Catan now. And then we'll go even deeper still and have stuff that, like, maybe hasn't even been published because it's just by a Chicago designer that we think is really great.
Eric, my producer just went nuts when you mentioned Catan, because he loves that game.
Yeah, it's pretty clutch. Like, I think if people have played like indie board games. That's probably the one they're most familiar with, and that is definitely going to have a large presence in our library. Like, we have to have it.
Okay, sounds good. So, people, when can people start making reservations? When are things going to get up and running so that you can get some people in there?
Well, reservations can be made now, in fact. If you go to chicagogamecafe.com, books are open from January 10th through January 31st. Like you said, it's 4 p.m. to midnight every day, so you can go ahead and reserve a table. Like you said, it's $30 a person. That's a two-hour reservation, so that's food, drinks, apps, desserts, as well as we'll teach you a game if you want to learn one, or you can just go into our library and pick something out for yourself.
That sounds fantastic. Again, chicagogamecafe.com. Make your reservations now. Your target to open is in early 2020, correct?
Yeah, January 10th.
That's it, January 10th. All right, opening on January 10th. So get your reservations in there now, chicagogamecafe.com. Again, 7 days a week, pick out your slots from 4 p.m. to midnight and get your game going. All right, Jen, what are some of your favorite board games of all time?
Oh, man, I'm definitely someone who enjoys lighter games. I have a really hard time concentrating on the deeper strategy board games.
Okay.
Let's see. I also love Scrabble. I'm not very good at it, but you don't have to be good at a game to enjoy it. I've learned over the years.
Right.
Sushi Go is great. Let me think. What else? Hanabi is wonderful. Also very easy to play.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've played a lot of Catan over the years, and I've only ever won one game, and it was the first game I played, so I really should have quit while I was ahead.
All right, Eric, what about you? What are some of your favorite board games of all time?
I would say for me, Ticket to Ride and Gloomhaven are in the top two spots.
Tell me about Gloomhaven.
So Gloomhaven is kind of like a video game RPG made flesh, like a Final Fantasy style game. So it's a dungeon crawler where you and your buddies play heroes who are trying to defeat this like ancient evil on like a miniatures map. So you're going through dungeon, killing monsters, getting treasure, but it's like a DM-less game. So unlike Dungeons and Dragons, where there's an opposing player who's like guiding you, the game is just on autopilot. And like programs these monsters to do things, and you have to defeat it. It took my buddies and I think 14, 15 months to beat the main story.
Wow.
And it was very satisfying. Yeah.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Wow.
It's incredible. It's like very rarely in print, but it's currently back for just a little bit. We'll have a copy in the retail store. So if anyone wants to check it out, I will have it.
All right. What Ticket to Ride? Tell me about that one too.
Ticket to Ride is a railway building system where you and the other players play like train barons, essentially, and you're trying to connect cities in whatever map you choose with your train route. So in the base game, which is the U.S., like, for instance, you might have to connect like New York to Chicago, and then you get points for connecting that with the train routes that you buy. And the object is just to connect the most cities and get the most points. So it's a lot simpler than Gloomhaven by far. Most games are. But it's like a really nice, light game. And it involves maps, which for some reason is something I find really fascinating.
Oh, unbelievable. All right, that sounds cool. And will that game be available at the cafe?
Absolutely, both for sale and in the library.
All right, very cool. All right. So how did you whittle it down to 300, Eric? And who was on the jury to choose the games that would be part of the cafe?
You know, that's just a total guess based on the speed at which I've been able to acquire games. It might end up being quite a bit more. But honestly, it's just been the last couple of years of like going to kind of retailer events and community playtesting events and trying a lot of games and seeing what I thought was fun enough to warrant inclusion. So mostly it was my picks, and then other people on the staff, if there's something that they really love, I listen to that as well and make sure that we have something in there. Because, you know, it's important that I think everybody has the agency to recommend something that they're passionate about.
Yeah, yeah. Jen, let me ask you this. Can anybody be a game tester? How does that happen?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's key to be a good playtester. You don't have to be particularly good at games. I would say even if you're totally inexperienced, those are the kind of people that we would want to have playtest games to. If you want to help me playtest some games I'm working on, you should get in touch with me. We always need more people.
Okay.
And it works best if you bring a group of friends, like 5 to 8 people, because it's always we want to simulate what will happen if you have a new game in your hands in your own home, and presumably you'll play with your friends.
Yeah. Well, all right. So, Jen, what's next for Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, I just hinted at it a little bit, but we do have a new game in the works. No timeline on that yet, but we have a totally new game, not Cards Against Humanity. It's from the same people, from all of us, but not Cards Against Humanity game. So yeah, we're pretty deep into working on that right now.
Okay, all right, Eric. And Eric, you obviously, we've talked about all the things that you're doing, so you're keeping busy.
Yeah. What's next for me is pretty much everything we've been talking about
right.
So far.
Okay, well, there you go. You guys, I think this is such a great idea, and I can't wait to go. I'm really looking forward to it because I love board games, I love to play games, and I like food very much. So I'm looking forward to it. So that's the Chicago Board Game Cafe. The Chicago Board Game Cafe. It will open on January 10th. You can make your reservations now, $30 a deposit per person. And that's applied toward food and drinks. Make your reservations now at ChicagoGameCafe.com, ChicagoGameCafe.com. Jen, Eric, thank you so much for joining me. It's such a great idea, and I can't wait for it to open.
Oh, thanks for having us, man. Let us know when you want to come.
Okay, we will. Thanks, Jen. Thank you, Eric.
Take care. Thank
you. Okay, see ya. There you go. Yeah, Jen and Eric from the Chicago Board Game Cafe. Sounds like such a fun place. So make your reservations now. They open January 10th, $30 per person. ChicagoGameCafe.com. That's the website. All right. Let's take a quick break here on 720 WGN.